One for the Money, Disc 7.
I looked out the window to make sure Morelli was gone. I got my pocketbook and locked up after myself. I drove to Stark Street and parked across from the gym. I didn't have the nerve to move freely on the street without Morelli backing me up, so I stayed in the car with the windows closed and the doors locked. I was sure by this time Ramirez knew my car. I figured it was better than no reminder at all. Every half hour, I ran the air conditioning to get the temperature down and break the monotony. Several times, I'd looked up at Jimmy Alpha's office and seen a face at a window. The gym window showed less activity. At 12:30, Alpha trotted across the street and knocked on my window. I powered it down. "Sorry to have to park here, Jimmy, but I need to continue my surveillance for Morelli. I'm sure you understand." A wrinkle creased his brow. "I don't get it. If I was looking for Morelli, I'd watch his relatives and his friends. What's this thing with Stark Street and Carmen Sanchez?" "I have a theory about what happened. I think Benito abused Carmen, just like he abused Lula. Then I think he panicked and sent Ziggy and some other guy over to Carmen's to make sure she didn't make noise. I think Morelli walked in on it and probably shot Ziggy in self-defense, just like he said. Somehow Carmen and the other guy and Ziggy's gun managed to disappear. I think Morelli's trying to find them, and I think Stark Street is the logical place to look." "That's crazy. How do you come up with such a crazy idea?" "From Morelli's arrest statement." Alpha looked disgusted. "Well, what do you expect Morelli to say? That he shot Ziggy for the hell of it? Benito's an easy target. He has a reputation for being a little too aggressive with the ladies. And Ziggy worked for him, so Morelli took it from there." "How about the missing witness? He must have worked for Benito, too." "I don't know anything about the missing witness. People tell me he had a nose that looked like it had been smashed with a frying pan. That's pretty distinctive." Alpha smiled. "Not in a third-rate gym. Half the bums who work out here have noses like that." He looked at his watch. "I'm late for a lunch. You look hot in there. You want me to bring something back for you? A cold soda? A sandwich, maybe?" "I'm okay. I think I'm going to break for lunch soon, too. Have to use the little girl's room." "There's a John on the second floor. Just get the key from Lorna. Tell her I said it was okay."